joined today by Kiffin Simpson, driving the number 21 car for HMD. It's your first time at Nashville.
Yep.
What do you think about this track so far?
It's pretty cool. It's a very different street circuit. I mean, yeah, we drive over a bridge, so that's very different to any street circuit I know of. It's got a very tight back section, and it's a lot of fun.
Is there a part that is more challenging than you expected? Kind of you go in doing the track walk, you're like, all right, this is what to expect, but you get in the car. Is there anything that caught you off guard this weekend?
The last little bit at the end, the turn 9, 10, 11, is a little bit more tricky than I expected it to be with the way the road is and different things like that.
So we have qualifying this afternoon, race tomorrow. It's ridiculously hot out. How do you stay kind of, you know, mentally sharp on such a hot day? You know, what do you do to just, like, kick back in between sessions? You know, is it training? Is it just total stay in air and do nothing for the next couple hours?
I try to just relax as much as I can.
Yeah.
Just stay in the AC, drink a lot of water. We've had lunch since the last session, so eat what I can and just prepare going over all the data and video.
So for those who maybe aren't familiar with Kiffin Simpson before this year, you know, how did you get involved in motorsports as a kid, and, you know, your career progression and you know, everything that brought you kind of like to Indy Lights now?
I started in karting in Barbados when I was 9, I believe.
Okay.
And from there, I just moved over to, I started racing in America after a couple of years, and then from there, I went to F4 and FR before I came over to Indy Lights.
What would you say is the biggest change coming over to HMD for this round? Like, what did you notice first?
They're very organized, and I've liked working with them because they've obviously done this last year as well, so they know what they're doing, they're experienced, and it's different working with such a big team as well.
What is it, do you get in with all your teammates pretty quickly? Like, have you been able to work with them and kind of learn some things, or do you even teach them some things?
Yeah, I've known a lot of these guys from before I joined the team. This week.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not, it's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Hey there, my name is Michael Laminato, and this is Pit Pass F1, a brand new podcast that'll take you closer to the action of the world's most prestigious motorsport. From Monaco to Miami and Australia to Azerbaijan, Pit Pass F1 is on the ground and has you covered. Esteemed F1 journalists Julianne Serasoli and Chris Medland will take you inside the sport every round. They'll keep you up to date with the latest news breaking in Formula One and the most influential views shaping the world of Grand Prix racing. Every Friday, we'll be bringing you a track guide and race preview, and Chris and Drew will be in your feed every morning from Saturday through to Monday to keep you up to date on all the day's action on and off the track. So if you want to be in the know on the latest in Formula One, subscribe wherever you get your favourite podcasts and visit us at evergreenpodcasts.com. Pit Pass F1, a brand new show for Evergreen Podcasts.
And we've got James Rowe on the team, who was my teammate at the last team as well. So obviously I know him quite well. Linus, I raced FR for a little bit against in 2020. And the rest of them I know just from racing them. So it's not been too difficult.
So you have, HMD has what, half the grid this weekend, roughly? So I'm sure your bosses are exhausted this weekend, but is it beneficial to have, you know, five other cars worth of data to look at, and five other drivers and five other teams to kind of compare notes with and whatnot, or is five too much to look at?
It's definitely helpful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's five other people, so there's lots of different things being tested and at any session. Usually different drivers like different cars, so with so many different cars, you can try to see what they have and try to apply it to your car. And just seeing all their data and video as well helps a lot.
So, I know you also have a development deal with Chip Ganassi Racing. How did that come about?
I was able to meet Chip at Daytona this year.
Okay.
At the Daytona 24. And from there, we talked about my career and the future of CGR. And, that's pretty much it.
Do you get to spend time with them? You know, if there's not an Indy Lights race on a weekend, are you at the track spending time with Ganassi, talking to drivers or crew or whatever, just kind of get a feel for, you know, what IndyCar is like?
Yeah, I try to as much as I can.
Yeah.
I was at the 500 this year.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to go to Toronto, but I was at Indy for the most recent road course race. And I just try to learn from them as much as I can and learn from all their crew.
Any of the drivers there that you've gotten to talk to that have given you any sort of good advice that you're like, wow, that, you know, that's something I want to take with me for the next Indy Lights race?
Yeah, I've talked to Dario quite a lot.
Okay.
So he, for instance, in Detroit, he was able to teach me a lot about that track.
Yeah.
This track, he's obviously never driven, but he was still able to give me some pointers here.
You've had a pretty solid Indy Lights season. Is there something, you know, one weekend that you're looking at from in the past this year that you're like, you know, if I just did one thing differently, I would have been on the podium? Something that sticks out to you in any way?
The first race at Detroit, I probably didn't do the best I could in qualifying. I wasn't feeling great that weekend, and I don't think I got the most out of myself. So maybe I could have done better that weekend, but overall, I think I've done a pretty good job.
So, kind of on a similar note, what are, you know, keys to success for the rest of the year? You've got 4-5 rounds, something like that,
I think
left.
It's four.
Yeah.
If you don't include this weekend, I think it's four.
Yeah. So there's, you know, a handful of races left in the season. What are, you know, what's most important to have a successful second half, last quarter of the year?
I think a big part is going to be learning from all of HMD drivers.
Yeah.
And learning from them on how I can be quicker and just try to work on getting a better result.
Getting back to this weekend a little bit, the track we've heard from some of the drivers is not the easiest to pass on. How important do you think qualifying is going to be coming up this afternoon?
I think qualifying is going to be very important. I had what I would say was a pretty good draft down one of the straightaways on a lap. And it really didn't do much for me. So push to pass will help that a little bit, but it's still going to be incredibly difficult because the braking zones are incredibly bumpy.
Yep. What is it like? I noticed maybe more this year than last year. The second you're going over the bridge and it's bumpy as hell. How do you set up a car to A, slow down, and B, turn when you are on probably one of the bumpiest parts of the track?
That is probably a better question for the engineers. I'm not exactly sure how they do it, but they do a great job at it.
Looking ahead to 2023, you know, how early in 2023 plans are you? Have you already started discussing that? I know you can't say what's going to happen, but...
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure as of yet. We are looking at 2023 because we don't have a ton of races left in 2022, but I am still focused on 2022 as much as I can and just focused on finishing the year strong.
Would a goal be to potentially do some IndyCar races next year or try to get another full season at Lights and then kind of work your way up from there?
I mean, IndyCar is pretty awesome and it'd be awesome to race IndyCar, but it's not completely my decision. Yes. So.
Cool.
Well, good luck this weekend, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Pit Pass Moto, sponsored by Moto America, is the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. From candid interviews with the top names in racing to providing insights into the trends and trendsetters driving the motorcycle industry, we have you covered. New episodes are available every Thursday at pitpassmoto.com and on your favorite podcast app. Ride on!